San Andreas Fault movie, how fake it really is. The movie The San Andreas Fault is fake because of the evidence in the movie and the unrealistic facts. Some of the unreal facts are the mega tsunami that washed over the bridge, the Hoover Dam collapsing, and a transform fault moving apart. The first reason is that Dr. Lucy Jones stated that this can't happen because in the San Andreas movie, a Caltech seismologist predicts the looming disaster and is heralded as a hero. However, Dr. Lucy Jones, a real seismologist with the U.S. Geological Survey Agency, says that there does not yet exist a way to predict the time when an earthquake will strike. History versus Hollywood also states that seismologist Lucy Jones says that level of destruction is over the top, the Hollywood Reporter. New buildings are designed to help and able withstand large-scale quakes, at least to enough of a degree that people would be able to escape. There would be heavy damage, but there would almost certainly be enough time to get out before they might collapse. You're going to have a pocket of destruction, pockets of collapse and casualties, says former Earthquake Engineer Research Institute President Farzad Zamin. But it's not going to be Armageddon. The toppling of buildings is very rare. LATimes.com. My second reason is that a mega tsunami cannot hit San Francisco like that because a tsunami would only hit if there was an earthquake underwater. Could an earthquake along the San Andreas Fault create a large tsunami? No. According to the U.S. Geological Survey seismologist Lucy Jones, due to the fact that San Andreas Fault is mostly on land, it will never create a large tsunami. Also, tsunamis caused by earthquakes are created at subduction zones, placed where tectonic plates collide and one plate is pushed under another. As a result, the seafloor is deformed and a tsunami is created. There hasn't been an active subduction zone under San Francisco or Los Angeles for millions of years. Also, the San Andreas Fault is vertical, so even if it did go underwater someday, it wouldn't cause the ocean floor to move up or down that much, which is necessary for a large tsunami. The Hollywood Reporter states, history versus Hollywood. The third and final reason is that the movie is fake is that Hoover Dam cannot burst like it did in the movie because the recent earthquakes that rattled Southern California and parts of Nevada did damage Hoover Dam. From the 6.4 and 7.1 magnitude earthquakes that first struck near Ridgecrest, California on July 4th and 5th, respectively, reclamation staff immediately inspected the dam and found no evidence of any damage, states WWSBR.gov. Finally, this movie is super unreal and really messed up because most of the reasons in the essay and sure this can happen, but they over-exaggerated.